I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. It's a brand new week, so time for some general knowledge. Come on, it's General Knowledge Monday. Joining me today is TV chef and presenter Tom Kerridge. Welcome to the show, Tom. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm gearing up to learning a load of stuff to set me up for the rest of the week.
And life.
Yeah, and life, yes.
So we have 15 points across 12 questions to play for. General knowledge covers everything. Here we go. Question number one. The Great North Run, the world's largest half marathon, begins in which city centre?
I thought you were going to give me A, B or C. So no, I'm going to go with, I think that's Newcastle.
Why do you think that?
Because my mates run it.
Absolutely correct. Wow. So you know someone that's run it.
Yeah, I did. I know someone who ran it. Yeah, he put down the wrong time that he said he could do it in. So they put him into the athletes bit. So he was running with the wrong.
But with Mo Farah and stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. But he did it amazingly. Yeah.
We have to say his name now.
Adam Peacock.
Yes, Adam Peacock.
Personal trainer and super fit guy, clearly, but he's now got battered knees and hates running.
Ruined his running career.
Yeah.
Question number two. Tom Kerridge, where on the human body would you find a quadricep muscle? Now, you mentioned, Andy, do you train?
I do train, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so that's your quads. So that is your legs. That's your upper legs.
Oh, I hate leg day.
Do you? It's my favourite.
Oh, do you like leg day?
Oh, mate. Yeah. Love it. Squats, deadlifts. I love them. That's my thing.
It definitely is. That's the correct answer. Upper leg stroke thigh.
There we are.
Question number three. Philippe the Sixth, Juan the First and Alfonso the Eighth were the last three kings of which country?
Okay, so you're going to probably say it's got to be Spain or Portugal, hasn't it? So I'm going to go with Spain.
España is correct. That's just because I did such a wonderful accent for those names.
You did. They were amazing. It wasn't because I actually knew that.
Question number four. Which UK reality TV show gives each contestant £125 to perform their task?
£125 to perform their task. Absolutely no idea. What can you do with 125 quid?
Wow. Well, you can cook a meal. The correct answer is come dine with me in the traditional layout of five contestants. That comes to 25 quid a head.
They scrimp on air and green at end because I think, well, I've seen that once or twice.
No.
Tell you what, right? For 125 quid, they are not going all out there. No. What they're doing is they're spending rubbish, right? And then pocketing the change. They're going, I don't care if I win the prize or not. I'm just doing pasta, right? I'm doing pasta and keeping the 118
pounds. Here's pasta and I'll keep 120. Question number five. Columbus discovered America at the end of which century?
15th century.
Absolutely correct.
Yes.
Absolutely correct. 1492. Question number six. What H is the longest side of a right-angled triangle?
Is that the longest side of a right-angled triangle? Is that the hypotenuse? Is that what it's called? Hypotenuse?
It's a T, but I'm giving it to you. The correct answer is the hypotenuse.
Hypotenuse.
The hypotenuse side.
There we are. I'll go with that.
Question number seven. Hasta la vista, baby. It's a phrase made famous from which Schwarzenegger film? Take your time. Don't.
Okay. So this is, I am a child of the era of the first one. If you watch it again back, it's such a dated movie. Like, it's so dated. Like, you just go, but it is brilliant. And it's the Terminator.
Which one?
It's the first one.
It's actually the second.
No, really? Second one.
Question number 8. Croubeen is a pork-based Irish delicacy concerning what part of the pig?
So croubeen is like croubeen. The pig's head and like offal and everything. It's just all the bits that is kind of mixed up and then fried, basically.
Yeah, you're completely right. And also trotters and feet.
Yeah.
Question number 9. If you were in a car on a single carriageway, what would be the national speed limit? Oh, it's like taking my theory all over again.
A car on a single carriageway. Right, so doesn't that depend on whether there's a pavement on the side or whether there's...
Do you drive?
Yeah. I mean, we've had some driving issues, I have to be honest. I collect points. So I would say...
So in your head, this is 120 miles per hour.
I think it's probably 60.
That's where you should be, Tom.
Thank you
it's
very much.
60 miles yes, per hour.
60 miles an hour.
It's 70 on a dual and motor.
Dual carriageway and motor.
Yeah. And it goes down to 50 for cars with a tow and lorries. Well, I should hope so for a lorry. All right, last few questions. Question number 10 for 1 point. Can you name one of the 3 royal towns of Britain that have royal at the start of their name?
Royal Windsor? It's got to be, surely Windsor. It's got to be Royal Windsor.
Weirdly, Windsor isn't one of them.
Okay.
I thought that.
So royal...
They're not particularly royally, these places.
No, I don't know. Throw them out there. What are they? Royal Tunbridge Wells.
Yes!
Is it?
Absolutely, 1 point. And the others you could have had are Royal Wootton Bassett and Royal Leamington Spa. Who knew Leamington Spa was royal? Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name 2 months of the year that celebrate a National Saints Day of the UK?
April is one of them. And...
Absolutely, yeah. April is one of them. 23rd, that's St. George's Day.
Yeah. And I'm going to go with... Oh, hold on. Now, St. Patrick's Day is normally the same time as the Cheltenham Festival. And that will be... And that's got to be May. Oh, hold on a minute. No, maybe not. March is St. Patrick's Day in March.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
March is the 17th St. Patrick's Day.
There we are.
What, in Northern Ireland? I really love that you got those. Beautiful. Hooray! November also, you could have had 30th of November, St. Andrew's Day. Question number 12 for 3 points. Can you name 3 of the last 10 British actors to win an Oscar for either lead actor or lead actress?
The last 10 British actors. The only people that I remember winning Oscars was like so long ago when I paid attention to it. So I've got to...
You can go kind of back on this list.
Does it? Okay.
A little bit. Let's not go crazy. But yeah, no. Sure. A little bit. 30 years.
Gary Oldman.
Absolutely. That wasn't long ago. That was 3 years ago. He won for The Darkest Hour.
Great. Gary Oldman. Kate Winslet.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The Reader in 2008.
And then...
One more. Come on, Tom.
One more. I've got faces and I can't remember names. I can't remember the name from the played the Queen.
Ah, okay. So that is a winner. Can you remember the actress who played the Queen?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Not in The Crown, of course.
No.
In the
my
Queen.
My brain's gone blank. And so I'm going to have to throw it out there and go with somebody like Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Correct!
Yay!
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 91, Silence of the Lambs. So Olivia Colman, The Favourite, 2018. Gary Oldman, Darkest Hour, 2017. Eddie Redmayne, The Theory of Everything, 2014. Daniel Day-Lewis, Lincoln and There Will Be Blood, 2012 and 2007. Colin Firth, The King's Speech, 2010. Kate Winslet, The Reader, 2008. Helen Mirren, which is what I think you were thinking of, 2006 for The Queen. Howard's End, Emma Thompson won in 1992. And then Anthony Hopkins, of course, Silence of the Lambs, 91. Fantastic, Tom. Your score at the end of your General Knowledge Monday is 13.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh. with that.
We'll talk through Tom's points after this quick break.
Harry Truman,
Doris Day,
Red China,
Johnny Ray,
South Pacific,
Walter Winchell,
Joe DiMaggio,
Joe McCarthy,
Richard Nixon,
Studebaker,
television,
North Korea,
South Korea,
Marilyn Monroe.
Casey, wait.
What?
We need to explain what we're doing.
We're only doing such a fantastic history podcast based on the Billy Joel smash hit, We Didn't Start the Fire. Every episode covers a different person or a different topic expressed by Mr. Joel in his amazing lyric.
So it's the Cold War, it's rock and roll, it's sport, it's science, it's politics, it's the space race, it's the history of the post-war world. It's the reason, Katie, why the world we live in today is as it is.
You can listen and subscribe at all the normal places you get your podcasts. So please join us on this rip-snortin', rock'em, sock'em pop culture adventure with me, Katie Puckrick.
And me, Tom Fordyce. Search for We Didn't Start the Fire now.
Tom, I watched your show Saving Britain's Pubs. I absolutely loved it. I wanted to do something about the decline of pubs. And, well, not even the decline, the sort of just the shutting of them and the history of the pub and what it means to us and what it has always meant.
Yeah.
Was it you that wanted to do that? Did they come to you? I felt like it was in your heart.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, I own three pubs and they're very much part of what we do. But more than that, the reason why I wanted to do this show, it's a great opportunity for me because everybody just sees you as the smiley bloke that cooks on the telly. And it's not like that. That's kind of an added thing of who we are. Like, I am a restaurateur. I am in hospitality. We've got five operational spaces plus an event company plus a festival company. We are all about hospitality. That is what I do. And first of all, and it comes to operating businesses. So the opportunity to do something a bit more journalistic and represent the industry in a way that my industry, where I'm from, because it's not the world of TV where I'm in, it is that world of cooking and pubs you hear about being shut down all the time. So it was an opportunity to kind of show why they're under pressure, why they are under so much stress and strains. And it's not just necessarily from people's drinking habits or from coronavirus or from pub companies. There's so many different factors and so many different pubs operate on different levels, and it was an opportunity to try and show I suppose the difficulties that people have, but how rich and important they are to the fabric of our society.
Completely.
And what they mean and how much we should be supporting them and getting behind them. And they offer much more than just beer and wine. You can always buy that from a supermarket, that's fine. And I think that's the one thing that we've noticed in this last lockdown bit is that you can buy the product that it actually sells, which is fine, but actually what it offers is much richer. So it's a great opportunity to talk about it and show it and hopefully help some people along the way get their pubs operating a little bit, I suppose, a little bit more efficiently is probably the best way of looking at it.
I'm so pleased you did it. I remember the first lockdown, the thing that upset me most was seeing the guys by my, like the few pubs in Hackney that haven't been completely gentrified and poshed up. And the locals would just come and drink with each other, even just close to it. Because it wasn't about having a drink. It was about just being in the familiar space together. And I agree with you. It's about so much more than just going for a drink. So well done for just shining a light on it. I absolutely loved the show as well.
Thanks, mate.
All right, Tom Kerridge, thank you very much. General Knowledge Monday is done. That was the lovely chef Tom Kerridge. Didn't he do bloody well? I'm really proud of Tom. If you enjoyed that episode, then please go buy his new book, The Hand and Flowers. And whilst you're trying out one of those recipes, just binge on a few episodes of our podcast. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.